It's a club that gave you fits last year. I mean, did you like the reaction to playing Minnesota tonight, first division game of the year?
I would say I felt almost the same way tonight as I have in the first four. There were parts of our game I really liked, and there's clearly we got some work to do. But yeah, the bench is really good. They're working hard. They're trying. You know, they're not cheating the game, and so pleased with the outcome. We had some really strong performances. Our goaltender was really good, and yeah.
I asked Blake, and we talked about it this afternoon too. But just as far as Patrick Laine and just things that you would have wanted him to work on, things that he wanted to work on. I mean, it's early; it's a small sample size, but five games in, is he more of a goal scorer now? We're seeing a more well-rounded player.
Yeah, all the things that come from spending another year in the NHL. You get bigger, stronger, faster. You learn the game. You become more confident, and you have an appreciation when you play on that line for the other things that you got to do. Like, so it's noticeable, right? Patrick's game is considerably different than last year, but like so was Mark Scheifele's game. Like, you go from the third period of the Islander game to straight through here. That's the best hockey I've seen him play in regular season. Now, we've seen what he's done in the playoffs when it amps up, but Mark is such a huge piece. Blake, I just take for granted, right? He's going to come out and work harder than anybody else. But Mark is driving now to the point that, I mean, those guys, even though they're three righties, they can find ways to make those plays. That pass Mark makes is special, across his body like that. And Patrick's just maturing as a player. He's going through the exact same process Kyle and Nikki and the other young players are going through.
It's, you know, he has 4 points tonight, 2 goals, 2 assists, and he's talking about how he seems to be more impressed with his 8 hits tonight. I mean, is that a maturity thing too? I don't know. It's just a part
of awareness.
His game.
Yeah. It's an awareness, like when these guys, and he's got lots of years before he hits his prime, but they have an awareness of what they're specifically good at. He can be a power forward. He can be a strong man, where you'll start to see him driving people to the net with him with the puck, controlling it in the offensive zone. He can finish checks. I mean, those are three big men on that line together. It can play most parts of the game well.
We in the media talked about maybe a message sent to Connor Hellebuyck when Laurent played 2 games. But what have you seen differently than from Connor in the last 2 games and the saves that he's made timely?
So I thought I saw it in the first 2 periods of his last exhibition game. I thought he was right. First game jitters, whatever it was in New York, but he's looked like that, and he's also looked like that in practice. So I wasn't particularly concerned about it. I mean, that had more to do with Lauren than it had to do with Connor. He has played very well for us, and he deserved to go back in based on his play and kind of the feeling coming out of that win. So Connor's looked aggressive, sharp, but he's, you know, we had a conversation before the Islander game, the day off before, and he was clear with me that he felt really good, that he liked where he was at better than at any point kind of last year. He had lots of confidence in his game, and he had shown it.
What did you think your team did best to survive that push they had to start the third?
You know what, I think it has as much to do with how they handle it on the bench rather than on the ice. So they came very aggressively, and we had a hard time making that first exit, right? The first exit pass, the one that sets up the next one and the next one. And then sometimes you just got to survive pieces of the game. I mean, teams will do that to us too. We'll get into the offensive zone and rattle around and have some great chances, and they survive that too. So just the bench was right. The next line going over didn't go over quiet. They went over, kind of rallied to make it better, to stem the tide, and eventually we got the goal, and that helped.
Reversing the power play the way that you did that.
Whose idea? I got nothing to do with that.
Well, whose idea was that, and were you surprised that your players executed that well?
That goes back to last year, moving the power play, and it was just done differently. So we did it last year, where Blake would go around the back of the net and start to set up from the other side. We just did it differently this year. Jamie Compan and those five players in a lot of ways run that power play. There was always the question of, okay, now what's next? We know what it looks like. Patty's the shooter. Blake's got the puck on the half wall. But it's at points in time of the year, it's not going to go. And we just had absolutely, like, we're still working on it, right? This is basically training camp for our power play because, you know, Dustin's not here, and then the two forwards weren't there, and then Blake had a groin issue. Mark didn't play the last game with a back issue. So we just did, the first 2 days of practice were the 2 days leading into the opener, and then we didn't get any reps, right? Two and one opportunities in three or four games. Like, we just weren't on it enough. So been working on it in the practices, and we usually don't do this, but they worked on it in the mornings, that specifically in the morning skate.
Before you guys scored the third and fourth goals, the game took a very, very physical turn, and
yeah.
There's a lot of sandpaper departed from the team. What did you think of your team's response?
We were good there. Like, we, the bench is right, and we got a couple looks in, and Lowry's line came out and looked for some action. So I think we're fine there.
And the other one for me is, I think this is the first time Billy Hainola has ever looked kind of human, like an 18-year-old player. And what needs to happen there? Or what's your attitude towards him just showing the resilience or
just
enduring?
Completely. Well, the key is you keep playing, putting him back out there. And we got a really kind of open mind with Billy. The spectrum of things, he can stay here, he can go back, he can play in the American. There's lots of things that can happen with Billy, and they're all going to be really good. Whatever the decision comes to, he's going to be a good player. He's been good here now. Can we get him enough minutes for it to make sense? Those are the questions we'll ask over the next week.
Paul, as someone who's been around for a long time, can you speak to
the significance
of 700 points? I'm not saying you're old at all. I'm saying you're experienced.
I took that. That's a big number, right? And Blake is very unique in terms of the players that I've coached, and I've had probably four players in the Hall of Fame that I coached, but he is unique in his point production as almost a grinding power forward, right? Usually those guys are kind of score goals within 10 feet of the net. They drive pucks to the net. They're in on tips. He's so unusual in his ability to make plays and still play like a grinder. Because usually if you're a puck mover, you don't really need to get into the fray very much, and you kind of take that out. Hey, that's not my game. He's a really unique man. I just don't know that I've seen a guy like that.
I know he was here when you arrived, but can you quantify the significance of the trade for Blake Wheeler and what he's meant for the organization as a whole?
No, and that is a function of growth and growth driven by him. Right, this is a guy that does everything that he can each and single day, and then over the last 5 years, that result is the cumulative result of professionalism every day. There wouldn't be a piece of his game that isn't miles better than it was 5 years ago, right? He looks faster, stronger. His defensive play is really, really good now. His shift length, all the things that go into being into a pro, and that's because when he practices tomorrow and we'll go 20-25 minutes, he's going to practice as hard as he can, and then he just kind of puts that in the bank, and we end up here today. He has 700 points, and he's an elite player in this league.
Just a quick one on Mark Scheifele. Obviously he's always pushing himself to get better. He seems to be winning a lot of battles.
Yes.
Down low this year. I mean, what does that wrinkle or extra element do for him?
Because it goes kind of, you know, him becoming like Blake in that. And this is an age thing. It's not just because he, you know, plays with Blake. You get older, you get a little bigger, you get a little stronger, you understand where the game's played. Mark has this, it would be like Blake. Mark has a different set of hands than Blake does. But, you know, the goal there, that puck protection and the physicality, that's what I meant by, if you're watching the Jets play, there's a, you know, change. There's a big improvement in leadership on the ice and how hard he's playing right now. You know, Patrick went there. It hadn't worked in the past, and for good reason. Patrick wasn't ready yet, right? And they're helping that along. But Mark's play has just been incredible, really. I mean, I haven't talked about it much. I've tried to, because I want people to appreciate what he's been doing along the walls, the battles that he's been winning.